Engineering and robotics students at Henley High School have done something quite magical. Under the inspiration and guidance of their instructor, Dr. Christy Lepkowski, a team of students designed and built a custom car for a four-year-old child in Eugene. Dr. Lepkowski, who prefers Christy, has been in STEM education for 17 years in the regions of Klamath Falls and New Orleans. She started her career as an engineer in the semiconductor industry before teaching college chemistry. She's taught at Henley for the last 10 years and introduced the engineering and robotics course 9 years ago. Last year, she introduced a project opportunity for her students that's part of a national initiative called Go Baby Go. Joining the exchange to tell us more are Dr. Christy Lepkowski and one of her students, Lane Worrell. Welcome, Christy.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And welcome, Lane.
Good morning.
So, Christy, tell me about this initiative and how you were introduced to it.
So this initiative started in 2011 at the University of Delaware. And how I was introduced to it was I was at a conference last spring in 2024. And there was a teacher from Eugene that was presenting that she had been working with Go Baby Go Oregon, which was established in 2014. And I just was immediately drawn to this program and knew that this would be a good fit for my engineering students with the skills and knowledge that they have. And so we introduced it this past school year.
So what does Go Baby Go mean as far as it inspired you to bring it to your students at Henley High School? What did you hear about what was happening with this initiative that you thought this would be good for my students?
Well, Go Baby Go's main focus is to modify ride-on toy cars to make them accessible for children with limited mobility. And what was exciting for me is that I like to try to bring real-world community-involved experiences to the classroom. And looking at the modifications that needed to be done to the cars, they involve things like electrical, mechanical, and it crosses over into biomedical engineering. And that is a hard thing to bring into a high school classroom, is that biomedical piece. And so that was why I was really drawn to it for that piece, and also the ability to do something for children in our community.
That sounds quite unique. Lane, what was your role in the project?
My role was mainly building and assembling and designing. Our team came together. We were the second group to work on this car. So the initial group was a group of seniors. And then I came along to tweak some final things during the summer, and then so we could give that car on to each child.
Okay, so a team of student engineers started the project, and then they passed it on to the second team. How many were in each team?
Go ahead, Lane.
I think the first team was three students, and then the second team consisted of three students as well.
Okay, so your team has three, the first team had three, and they got the project started. How did they start?
You got that, Christy.
Yeah, so I'll answer that part. So it was two seniors that started the first phase of the project. And in our fourth year engineering class, students choose a project that they focus on for the year that aligns with their after high school choices. So if a student, for example, one of the students was really interested in electrical engineering, the other was very interested in automotive. So those two teamed up and worked on this project. They got the initial car kit, they built the kit, and then they went in and did the electrical modifications. They also built a harness system, and they built a head and neck support. However, when we went to do the first fitting of the car with the child, it didn't quite fit right, and that's when we brought it back to the classroom. And those seniors who had done the initial work had graduated, so we pulled in a group of robotics team, and they jumped right on the project, and that's what Lane was describing with those additional modifications made to make the car perfect for Paxton.
My guests are Dr. Christy Lepkowski, an engineering and robotics instructor at Henley High School, and Lane Worrell, a high school senior and member of the team of students that built a custom car for a child in Eugene. Now we know his name is Paxton, through the Go Baby Go initiative. So, Lane, the team starts with a basic package, and then it has to be modified to fit the specific needs of the child who'll drive it. And as Christy was just saying, the first team started, they did well, but it didn't quite fit Paxton. And so you had to make some custom modifications. You installed a custom arm support, and there's other things that happened. Tell me about that.
Well, the team before us did a magnificent job of setting us up for success. They did everything they needed to do for the project. There were just some uncertainties that led them astray. So when we came along, we really just, we had all the information we needed, and we came together and we built a design. And then throughout an afternoon, we just fixed up this design. And really what it entailed was making the backrest more suitable for Paxton and making an adjustable and flippable armrest. And we made most of this out of PVC just to make it simple and modifiable. So we didn't glue any specific point because in case of that, what happened with the first groove, in case it doesn't fit perfectly, so then that the owners could go in and change it. And then that also makes it more long-term, so then that the owners, as the child grows, can modify this this toy, so then they can use it and enjoy it longer.
So that was my next question. What happens when the child starts to grow? And you just answered that. You installed a five-point harness, I understand.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Yeah. What is that?
Well, the five-point harness just allows for the child to be more secure inside of the vehicle. We were worried that going and stopping could move around the child a little bit. So we just decided to install a five-point harness just to make sure that they were nice and secure and there wouldn't be any falling out or anything like that.
Okay, so this is just a more secure seatbelt.
Yes, exactly.
Now, when you talk about moving around, how does that happen? Is it a joystick or are there buttons? How does the child move the car?
Well, there is a button on the armrest that allows the vehicle to move forward. And then there's also a controller that the parents would use to turn it left and right. The child has limited motor skills, so it's designed to help teach movement, so forward and backwards. And the child has this one input so then it can realize what it's doing. And then the parents have the controller so they can still drive around and turn.
Okay, so it's teamwork, and the parents have a remote controller as well.
Exactly.
And the child becomes familiar with being able to move this car at will, and now they're more mobile than they were before.
Exactly.
And how fast can this car go?
Not too fast. Maybe a little bit above like a jogging speed.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
It's not too fast.
Were you able to incorporate professional design platforms like Autodesk and 3D printing into this custom
build? We did. So we had to attach this headrest, and we created a holder for this dowel that would fit inside of the PVC pipe. So then we could attach these thin, there was a thin piece on the headrest that had to attach, and it was too thin to fit over the PVC pipe. So we 3D printed dowel holders inside of the PVC pipe to hold that. And that's how we use 3D printing.
Okay.
To attach the headrest.
So you're incorporating all these various different components that would be used in a professional setting. Christy, tell me about the process of how you chose this child and how that child mobility limitations were translated to the students so that they could custom design the car?
Yes. So the way that the Go Baby Go program works for us, the way we're utilizing it, is that we are working with physical therapists and occupational therapists directly. So we are put in contact with a physical therapist who has a child that they are working with that could benefit from having one of these modified ride-on cars. And so that's the first step, is making the connection between a person who can build and modify the car, connecting with a physical therapist who then has a child that we would match up. And so once I was put in contact with that physical therapist, they said, you know, this child is going to need neck and head support. We'll want to use a specific push button switch, and they, it would be very helpful for them to have the arm support for where the button is attached to. So then I give that information to the student. We also, during the first fitting, myself and the PT took some measurements to try to get the correct sitting height for where the head support would be. So I was able to give that specific information back to the students. And then what happens is the students use the engineering design process, which is second nature to them at this point, and they start coming up with sketch ideas. They'll brainstorm and talk with each other. You know, for this project, they were up on the whiteboard and drawing out ideas, talking them through. I would give input just if I had additional information to share that would help them with the design. And then they would actually go buy all the supplies and start building it. And then if modifications needed to be made along the way, they would do that.
It sounds amazing. Engineering at its core is problem solving, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Lane, what did you take away from this project?
Well, I took away some valuable skills. I've been using these skills that Doc's been teaching me in a lot of areas of my life. But also, I think it was really worthwhile, and I think it could be really worthwhile to keep this project, keep this program going throughout our communities, because we had to go all the way up to Eugene to do Go Baby Go. And what we would hope to do is bring Go Baby Go down to us to help our community. So I think if we could further this program into our area to help people that are around us, would just be phenomenal.
Well, you're a great spokesperson. I think that's a great idea to bring this to Southern Oregon. You and your teammates also compete in robotics competitions, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And you're a soccer player as well?
I am, yes.
So what are your plans after high school?
Well, I'm looking to go to college for engineering somewhere and play soccer while I'm doing it. Hopefully I'm not sure where I'm going to go, but I do have a couple options.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. Stanford's right down the road, by the way. Christy, what's next on your student innovation calendar?
Well, you know, one of the big things I'd like to share out is, so the Go Baby Go Oregon is currently serves all of Oregon. However, I'm partnering with the director of Go Baby Go to expand the Go Baby Go network and reach more children in Southern Oregon, because they are being served. But if they have a point of contact like we could be in Southern Oregon, it's going to make the process easier. Right now, those kids would have to travel, you know, to Portland or to Eugene through the OHSU, and this will give them a local point of contact where we can work with their local physical therapists and bring down those travel costs for families and make it just more accessible for all. So we are already, I have already worked with some and talked with and pulled in some people from Jackson County and Klamath County. And so we are just working really hard to expand this program over the next year. And we, in addition to that, this is going to be part of our regular curriculum for our third-year engineering students moving forward.
I'm so glad to hear it. Unfortunately, we have to run. Thank you both for joining the exchange.
Thank you for having us.